HKX, mobile.
And 4ZLK.
How are you today?
Hope you are. Hope you had a good weekend.
News when I went to the, or semi-good news when I went to the tax lady, so nothing to worry about there, so. And then the wife and I spent the night down there and done some shopping Friday evening and Saturday morning and come on home. But other than that, I had a good weekend. How about you?
Taxes. And yes, I had a good weekend. Helped my daughter move, got to see all the kids, celebrated Gabrielle's birthday, and got to watch one of the grandbabies yesterday. And now I'm spending a little money. Other than that, it was a good weekend.
I waited to do the spending of money until today. I just spent quite a bit of money.
It's kind of upgrading some stuff, which I need to. A little behind on it, so this is what I'm doing right now, sitting at the computer, doing a little shopping.
But I hope it's nothing too major you're upgrading.
That it probably isn't completely necessary, but it is about time, so anyway, I'm just doing a little bit of that before I decide to head off to bed and take a little nap.
I was surprised you come back to me this time of day. I figured you'd be in the bed.
Days I don't go to bed that early because I've slept all weekend, you know, Saturday and Sunday night, and I can't really sleep very long on Monday afternoons.
Roger that. I'm making that turnaround. Can be rough sometimes.
Do business going well today? Are you selling a lot?
A little bit. I'm up here in TR in the upper part of it, so it starts off a little slow. That usually picks up toward the end of the day.
Sorry, I just got a little catch in my throat. Couldn't come back to you right away. Well, it's beautiful outside. Should be able to enjoy it. I think the temperature is supposed to be warm today, isn't it?
It's already in the lower 50s out here, so. I think it's going to be a nice day. I think it's supposed to be a fairly nice week, temperature-wise. But I think it's supposed to be showers all week. So we'll see. But I don't think anybody really knows until it starts hitting the ground.
That's what they're calling for the weekly weather. Looks like Thursday, a chance of showers, but 80 degrees. 71 on Wednesday, 71 on Friday. That's some pretty nice weather. We'll should start seeing some blooms here soon.
Shoot them down, though, so they might be following their flight plans.
But did you do anything interesting other than your taxes on the weekend?
Four HKX. We went to the Concord Mall and walked around there Friday night or Friday afternoon. Mall's nothing like it used to be, let's put it that way. Under 18, you got to have an adult. Mall closes at 8 o'clock. I mean, it was not what it was when I was growing up.
That is definitely different. I guess I got to do it for safety now, but that's one of those signs that the times have changed.
That's changed, but I don't think everything's changed for the better.
You're right about that.
Backing into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s. That way you can go on and get you some rest, too, and get ready for tonight. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on your way into work. So you have a good evening or a good day, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3s.
Hope you have a good day and sell lots of stuff. Good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX, N4ZLK. See you later.
KT, WB4EAM.
3EAM, W2JKT. How's it going, Martin?
Up in the head, but other than that, I'm getting better. I'm sure you can tell from my voice that I'm not totally there yet.
Definitely sounds a little bit stuffy to me, but yeah, it's weird because, you know, when I had it, I didn't have any stuffy. I mean, a tiny bit of stuffiness. I didn't get a sore throat at all. but it just moved down into my chest, and I just had it in my chest for a week or so. So I guess everybody's getting it differently this year.
Super. A lot of people have gotten it. Dan's got something right now, and lots of people I know have. So anyway, I think I'm about to turn the corner. It's turning from runny to more mucusy. So enough about that. You get the message. Anyway, so how come you late coming in today?
Take Luna to the vet, board her during the week, so she doesn't have to be in a crate for 12 hours. I'm at work, so I drop her off Monday morning at 9 and then head in. I did a bunch of work at home this morning before I took her, but I can't just get into the office until she's at boarding. So I'll pick her up this week. Courtney and I are taking some vacation because it's her birthday week. So I'm going to pick her back up on Wednesday and then bring her back on Friday because Courtney and I have some things. We're going to see the Picasso exhibit in Greenville on Friday and probably try to get out of the house a little bit this weekend and go someplace. So, it'll be a fun weekend. And, taking care of the dog after her surgery. She's got, this is third week of crate rest, three more weeks after this week. So hopefully she'll be out of it soon.
Very good. Yeah, that's a lot of work taking care of a sick dog like that, especially when you have to be away. So I understand. Well, that's good. Y'all going to get a little bit of socializing time. Has she calmed down a little bit after her freaking out about getting her reports done?
Continuous thing. As a finance manager, your work is never done, and it's always piling up more. So. Yeah, recovered from that one, but there will be more after that, always.
Got it. Sounds like a high-pressure job, which I wouldn't want. So I remember when I was a manager, it didn't agree with me well at all. So, of course, now you are one. So, but you don't have too many reports. I think I had like 16 or something at one time. That was a lot for me. So, anyway. Well, I'm hoping that everything's going to work out. It's supposed to be cloudy Wednesday, but not rain in the forecast. So I'm hoping everything will go well, and Dan will feel up to driving me down to Atlanta to pick up the plane and bring it back. I'm ready to have it back up here.
You couldn't fly it for a long time in the fall because of the airport work, and then you hurt your foot, and I bet you're itching to get back up on a routine basis.
I'm itching to go some places. I want to go down south a little bit and see my family, some of my sister and brother. And I think I'm going to buy a repeater from a guy in Rock Hill. He used to be a Kenwood dealer, and I ran into him on the South Carolina ham net swap or whatever forum, and he's giving me a good price on a TKR 850 revision 2, so I'm just going to give up on this old Kenwood 820 I have. It never worked that great anyway, and I'm going to pick up a 850 from him, and so I'm going to fly over to Rock Hill sometime and do the deal with him.
It's pretty fun. Is that a digital machine or is that an FM machine?
FM. I'm planning to use it for GMRS, and I've also put out a note on the GMRS forum asking if anybody knows of a site that I could put a repeater up around here, and there's just nothing that covers this area very well for GMRS, but they continue to pop up other places, and I'm willing to put it up and maintain it if I can just get a decent site. That's the problem. Vertical space seems to be at a premium.
Up a new tower anymore because everybody's always fighting you on permits and eyesores and stuff like that. So, unless you're on a government tower that doesn't have to deal with all that, then, it's hard to get a tower put up in the first place, and then, the space becomes, a premium there. So, I wouldn't mind. If you don't mind, send me a link to a couple of these GMRS forums you're on. I'm going to get a license for Courtney and her kids. I've already got one for me, but, since they don't really have a whole lot of time for studying license manuals right now, I figured it'd be good to get them into at least some kind of radio and pick up a GMRS license for them.
Yeah, W2JKT from WB4EAM. Well, you're in luck. A couple years ago, they reduced the price from $70 down to $35. And, you know, you're covered as a family under a license. So I guess technically you couldn't use that clause, but it's not a big deal. It's just $35, and then she and the two kids can ride on that one.
Need to, you know, bend or flex the rules. I mean, it's pretty clear cut. You know, if you're a, you know, immediate family, great. But, if, you know, we're not really immediate family, at least not yet. So it's only $35, so I'll keep it square at the, with Uncle Sam and just get them a license. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know, being on a forum and maybe even, you know, getting a repeater to put up somewhere in Shelby. I don't know if there are any in Shelby. Is there an equivalent like the repeater book or the repeater directory for GMRS stuff?
If you go on the web and look for, I think it's mygmrs.com, it has a map of the U.S. GMRS repeaters and information about them and all that, so just like they do for DMR. Of course, now my repeater directory, the new one I updated in my phone, has a handful of GMRS repeaters in the area in it as well, and I'm sure there's one in Greenville, but I don't know about Shelby. I can look and see in a little bit.
At the office, I'll check that out and see if I can find that stuff. But yeah, I'm gaining interest in it just because it's a lot easier to get into it. And you know, Courtney's definitely interested in studying, getting her license, and so is Tommy. But you know, neither one of them really have the time to spend studying the license manual and taking tests and all that stuff. At least not right now. I mean, maybe it'll relax a little bit later this year. Once the kids are out of school and they're looking for something to do. But at least in the meantime, you know, we can get something going and have some fun with it.
KY. 4QM.
Fine, go ahead, KY4QM.
Copy that. I just want to jump in and mean to interrupt, but if you go to repeaterbook.com, there's a bunch of stuff on there about GMRS as well as ham frequencies and stuff. It's called repeaterbook.com, and there's very few GMRS repeaters around the state. It's really low.
I wasn't sure if Repeaterbook had GMRS repeaters or not, but I do have the app on my phone, so maybe I'll check it out here in a minute. Thanks a lot for the heads up.
Copy that. No problem. KY4Q, I'm on the side.
Yeah, Eric, the site is mygmrs.com, mygmrs.com, and there's a forum on there. You can sign up. I mean, you can register on the site, and you can participate in the forum. And I've already got lots of GMRS-capable or land mobile radios, and I'm going to put one in Emily's car. I would never get her to get her ham license, not even technician, so I've already broached and crossed that subject a long time ago and gave up, and that's why I got the GMRS license. So I've got a couple ICOM land mobile radios, and I've got a couple ICOM handhelds, and so I'm set for radios. I just want a place to put the repeater up.
Thanks for that. I'll register there today, probably when I get to the office here in a little bit. Yeah, same thing, you know, it's hard to find time, and some people just aren't going to go through the work to get the ham license. So I think GMRS is a really good alternative in that case, because, you know, it's basically equivalent to, you know, UHF ham radio, same power output, same coverage and stuff like that. So it works just as well. You just don't have the ham licensing to it. So I think it's a great alternative.
Conclusion, and you are limited to 50 watts, but there aren't many rigs that put out more than 50. Actually, the one I'm talking on here, this ICOM 9700, will put out a little bit more than that, but it won't work on GMRS, so I don't think I have anything on GMRS that'll do more than 50 watts, and that's plenty, so not a problem there. So how much more do you have to go, how many more kilowatt hours do you have to burn to get to work?
I think I'm right around, I don't know, I think I'm coming up on the airport here. I haven't really been paying close attention. Let's see, so this looks like exit 60 or so. So probably, you know, 33 miles? 58. So I've got 31 miles to go.
Bad. About 30 minutes. If no traffic, I guess. So Very good. Well, don't know a whole lot here. I did try to do some cleaning up and organizing here this weekend, and I've started the dialogue with OM Tech in China about my laser misbehavior and how it's not working right in the X-axis when it's doing fills, and I've sent them a bunch of pictures, and I'm hoping to hear back with some reasonable information from them today on things to try with the laser, because I'm very frustrated that it doesn't work right, and it really hasn't worked right since I got it, but I managed to find workarounds for some of the issues, but I need to get that put to bed once and for all.
Spending money on stuff and then having it not work right, you know, it should be sort of a basic expectation that when you buy something, it at least should work the way it's supposed to. But, yeah, I hope you get that squared away, you know, because I know how frustrating that is.
A lot of money invested in that. That's a $2,500 box sitting there in the office. And you know, I wanted to do these wine goblets for my sister-in-law for the wedding to make, you know, to put a logo on the glass. But when I mounted it on the rotary stage, that works okay. But when the laser doesn't scan right in X-axis, that's the way you scan when you're doing a fill on a round object, a cylinder, you know, and it just gets all wobbly, and it's almost like it's the stepper motor is losing steps, skipping steps or something.
Frustrating. Hopefully they'll come up with a fix for it. Maybe just have to replace the motor or something like that if the motor's skipping steps, or if it's a software issue, you know, missing counts or something like that. But are you able to tell if anybody else is having this issue with this unit?
Around, and I can't find anybody else complaining about it, so I'm wondering. It appears that this unit got turned upside down and banged up, you know, during shipping, and they had to send me a new laser tube right off the bat because it arrived with a laser tube broken into a million pieces, and the support, the work table support, had come loose, it vibrated loose, and all the vertical knife edge supports that hold the grid in there, they were all over the place, and I think one of them poked the laser tubes. I'm wondering if something got bent in there and it's just not moving freely.
That sounds like, you know, just tell them to send you a new unit at that point. I mean, if it's not behaving since you got it out of the box and it came in that condition, you know, if you have pictures of it, just say, hey, look, you know, just send me a new unit and be done with it. It's not worth your time to spend hours and hours and hours trying to fix something that they should just, you know, send you a new one anyway, if you ask me.
Well, we'll see where it goes. The problem is, I sure as heck can't ship this one back, and because I've modified it, I've added a stepper motor for the Z-axis for the work table, and I've also added a custom valving system and control system for the air source that gets blown out the nozzle. It has a regular flow for normal burning, and then it has a high pressure airflow for cutting, and all that I added myself, which is not uncommon. A lot of people do that. So at this point, I don't want another unit. I want something that will fix this one. W2JKT, WB4EAM.
Well, if you put a bunch of work into modifying it, then yeah, I guess maybe your only choice to try to get this one fixed. So just changing gears here real quick, I just flipped over to the energy panel on the car, and it looks like I'm getting, just to go back to your question about kilowatt hours, looks like I'm getting 3.9 miles per kilowatt hour right now, which is pretty darn good. I'm not running the heat or the air conditioning at the moment, so I'm getting pretty good economy. I have seen this as high as 4.6, and I even broached 4.7 for a little while on my trip to D.C., so this little car is capable, at least, of getting pretty good economy if you just drive slow enough. You know, if you put it at 60 or 65, it'll get around 4, and then if you slow it down to 55, you can really push that up. And then, you know, if the terrain and traffic conditions, if you can draft or, you know, at least have some good terrain, you can push it up even closer to 5.
Kind of like like in the airplane, when you push the nose over, the economy goes way up, but you can't do that for too long. Oh, me. Well, I'll let you go. Maybe talk with someone else for a while. I'm tired of hearing my nasally voice, and probably you are too. So safe trip rest of the way in, and good to talk with you and catch up a little bit. And we'll catch up later. W2JKT Mobile, nice chat, WB4EAM.
Thanks for coming on here and keeping me company for a while. So I'm going to jump off and listen to some music and cruise my way back into the office. So maybe next week we can catch up and get a lunch again. So anyway, we'll talk to you soon, Martin. I'm glad you're starting to feel better. I hope that crud will clear out quickly. WB4EAM, this is W2JKT. I'll be clear.